Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday, the start of a glorious new week, which means our dear friend, Garrett Vogel from Z100 is joining us. Garrett, love, are you there?
That is right, Rob Shooter. I'm taking it upon myself to carry us through the week.
You've got strong arms and an even stronger will, so I know we're going to get through this week just fantastic. In your hands, on your shoulders, so to speak. Hey, thanks for doing that weekend show. We sold a ton of books. Garrett, we did a bonus episode of the Naughty But Nice Show, and people really liked it, Garrett. So thank you, my friend. I love you being in charge.
Oh, please, no problem. It's hard to say no to you. You know, I understand how your husband feels, because I don't understand how he says no to you, because you just come across so sweet and eloquent that it's hard for me to say no. I wanted to say no. I couldn't find myself to say no, and yet there we were recording
there
a weekend show for all the listeners out there about the four-word answer that sold a ton of copies.
Thank you. Hey, Garrett, can you give me $100?
Again, I am powerless. You have the Rob Shooter dust just sprinkles on me, and all of a sudden, I just cannot say no to the man.
God bless you. I don't quite believe it, but thank you very much. Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friend?
It is tea time on a Monday.
So this Katie Couric book is going on and on and on, and now nobody can understand why Katie is telling her own secrets, especially cruel secrets. So the book is not out until October 26th, but already lots of shocking quotes have been leaked, including quotes about her longtime rival, Diane Sawyer, mean quotes about Martha Stewart, Deborah Norville, who used to be on the Today Show. Katie did not have very nice things to say about her, and now people are asking, quote, nobody can understand why Katie is doing this, a senior news producer tells Page Six. They go on to say she's ruining her legacy. Now, Deborah Norville spoke to the Post herself, and she said, I'm really too stunned and frankly hurt to comment, but Ashley Banfield, who you might not remember, but there was a moment when Ashley Banfield was the new It person at NBC. People thought she was the future of the network, and Katie writes in the book that she went out of her way to give her a cold shoulder, particularly after Katie heard the rumour that Ashley Banfield's father was telling anybody who would listen that Ashley was going to replace her. Now, Ashley has responded, and she said her father was actually senile at the time, living in a home, and his daughter was an Afghan correspondent. So she was working in Afghanistan. And what her dad told people in the home was he wished his daughter could have a safe desk job like Katie. That makes sense. Banfield went on to tell the Post, quote, "Her words, Katie's words, have really hit me hard. She was my North Star. I always looked at her as one of the most brave presenters at a time when we were all called bimboers. She was the best morning host ever, period." And she said she's gobsmacked. Now sources tell me that Ashley is reconsidering why she was fired from NBC. She was at the top of her game in 2002, and quickly, without any explanation, they took away her office, then they took away her desk, then her phone, then her computer, and then they fired her and never, ever told her why. Oh, Garrett, legally, morally, this is a mess.
I'm going to just stay friends with you until the day I die, Rob Schroeder, because God forbid this book of yours ever comes out. That, well, actually, four-word answer has nothing to do like Katie Couric's book, but I'm just saying, I'm going to stay friends with you.
The next one.
I mean, I had a lot of thoughts about why Katie Couric could be doing what she is doing, and it feels like almost a last-ditch effort, attempt to kind of just say, hey, I've tried every route possible. I've tried, you know, network news. I've tried outside, you know, Yahoo type news that didn't work. Nothing is going. I have all these stories. I'm going to tell them.
Yeah, I believe, you know, they are Katie's stories, although they do involve other people, but they are Katie's stories. What my sources are telling me, who know Katie really well, is that they're surprised somebody as savvy, as smart as Katie would do this to herself. This feels like a book that was told by an assistant or somebody that had upset her. No, this is Katie's book. She wrote this book. Her editor edited it. She got the final approval before it went to print. And part of me is like, yes, she's telling the truth. This is how she felt. It didn't feel good then, and it certainly doesn't feel good now. But I do believe the truth always is the way to go. However, did Katie think about the implications of being this honest? Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Nobody can understand why Katie Couric is telling all her own secrets. Nobody else is telling them. Katie is revealing all this stuff herself. Has Katie ruined her own legacy? Ooh, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results.
Well, you know what's weird about the Katie Couric thing, too? And I'm curious, maybe she's just leaving it for the book. Where's the Matt Lauer stuff?
It's in there.
You know what I mean?
It's in the book. Honestly, it's coming. It's coming. My sources tell me there is stuff in there about Matt. And get this, I'm told she defends him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's defending him, but with the rest of the world talking about how he, you know, has a lock button and dropping his pants, and she didn't see any of this because he's a nice guy. Like, it just goes to show. The Today Show with Katie Couric and Matt Lauer was, what, number one?
Forever.
Like, top of the game. You know what I mean? But behind the scenes, they're nothing but a bunch of, like, mean girls.
Mean, mean girls. She's ruining her own legacy, I think. But what you think is what really matters. Go vote on the poll and check back tomorrow. What are you working on, Garrett, love?
All right, let's talk about Britney Spears. So a lot has gone on over the week. We're not talking about nude photos that she's placing.
Which did
and
happen.
She's, you know, we're actually talking about Britney Spears actually coming out and saying, you know what? I have a lot of healing to do. So after the conservatorship story came out that dad is no longer a part of the conservatorship, she has her own person now overseeing it, a California-based consultant, John Zabel.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, what a job to fall into. Hey, I'm going to take control of Britney Spears' controller life.
It's a tough job. I hope he does a good job of it. It's a tough one.
So everybody was like, okay, that means Britney's going out on tour. She's putting out new music. She's going to just stun the world with everything. Britney actually came out and said, you know what? I'm going to take some time for myself, which is great. which is great because, you know, I think as much as we want to say, you know, she's going to go crazy, for her to say that, it's a big step. It just shows that it's not all about just doing whatever she wants. Yes, did she have a busy month and a half? Yes. She ended her conservatorship. She got engaged.
Good news. It's all good news, but there's a lot of healing to be done as well, Gareth. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been through something that was traumatic and you just knew, I need to just take a little while to heal?
Yeah, no, it's harder to actually do, but once you realize it, kind of like almost like a movie where, you know, they freeze the movie and you're the only one that's still walking around, kind of like very Zach Morris Saved by the Bell, yes. You know, esque. It does happen. And when it does, you have that moment of clarity of like, okay, this is the only way I can control myself. Take a deep breath and let's move forward. But it's hard to get to that point. But once you do, it does pay off.
It is hard. I've had it with relationships, but I was too young at the time to know that I needed to take a moment to heal. And I just kept barreling on. I've also had it job-wise when I've lost a job or left a job. I have felt I just need a little while to heal. And financially, if you're lucky enough to be able to take a couple of weeks off rather than jump into a new job, I think that stuff is really important. Take as much time as you need, Britney Spears. Goodness knows what you have been through a lot. Moving on, Kim and Kanye, are they putting their divorce on pause? So in February, Kim filed for divorce, but they seem to have got really close recently. So at the time, they were not speaking. It was in really bad shape, their relationship. But now, the two of them are spending time together. The reason this has bubbled up is on Friday, the pair were spotted leaving Nobu in Malibu. They got into his car. He was driving. Kim was in the passenger seat. They had some friends with them. The couple, too, have also been working very hard on co-parenting their four children. He's still helping her, rebranding her beauty line. And there was rumors that they were getting back together after she was part of a PR stunt to help sell his album when she dressed up in a wedding dress and seemed to remarry him in the middle of a stadium. I hit the phones because all I'm asked now by my friends and even people professionally, are they still together? Are they getting back together? So
nothing about your book. Congratulations, you're number 11. You're a bestseller. No, tell us about Kim and Kanye.
Welcome to my life. Hey, it could be worse. So I hit the phones hard and they said they are trying very hard to work on a friendship, but they are not getting back together. And I think this is so adult. They have those children. They will always be in each other's lives. And I thought Kim could do this, but who knew that Kanye could be such an adult with his emotions, his feelings, with the way he acts? I'm impressed.
I feel like we're just being taken on this wild ride where we're just, at the end of the day, we're being like laughed at and pointed at behind the fortress walls of the Kim Kanye compound of just like, we got him again. Right. You know what I mean? From the wedding in the stadium, you know, which I'm convinced they probably, we couldn't hear them, so they could have secretly gotten married in front of us, and we all thought it was a stunt. I mean, remember when Kim went out to Montana where
she
Kanye
did.
Was, and she was crying in the fast food, and now they're at Nobu.
Well, that's suspicious, like, isn't it? Nobu is not really a restaurant, it's a photo op. Yes, it is a restaurant. It sells delicious food, very expensive.
Oh,
delicious.
I love it, yes.
But it's really a photo op too. If you want to be spotted, Gareth, if we want to be spotted holding hands, if we want to start rumors, we walk into Nobu together. So you're probably right, actually.
And then we walk out from the Ivy. I mean, like we have the whole thing, that like it's almost like we see it in front of us. We don't want to call it for what it is, but we're like,
maybe they're playing us. Oh. I didn't think so, but you've convinced me in less than 30 seconds. That's how applicable I can be. Moving on. What's going on with your girl, Kelly Clarkson? You love her.
All right.
You love her.
So they're love her. She had a big show with Shaquille O'Neal out in Vegas over the weekend for one of his charities, and Justin Bieber was there. So Kelly Clarkson, this has been one of the arguments back and forth in her divorce battle with her former husband/manager, Brandon Blackstock. So Brandon, once the divorce came down, said, you know what, I'm done being a manager, getting out of the music, I'm going to live out in Montana, I'm going to be a farmer. You know, talk about like extreme, like zero to a 60 change in careers. So he moved out to the house in Montana where they stayed during the pandemic. And here's the thing. Brandon said, you know what? I'm a farmer. I live here. Problem is, Kelly Clarkson owns the house. She bought the house. She owns the house. But Brandon was kind of like going, my squatting rights, I'm staying in this house.
He lives in it. She owns it, but he lives in it. Oh.
Give it to me. So a judge just said, you know what? No. There's this thing called a prenup. Right. And no, the house is Kelly's and not yours.
She bought it.
So now Brandon is, I guess, in the market. So if you're a real estate agent listening to the show, please head out to California and look for one Brandon Blacksock because he does need a new home. So it's kind of interesting just to see that we hear one side of the story right out of the gate, like, oh, this is going to be ugly. But at the end of the day, as long as you have patience, which not a lot of us do at times, things do tend to work out.
Still be ugly in the meantime. Like, I think it can be ugly. There's nothing nice about this. He's in the house. He's saying, I live here. She's saying, I bought it. The rules are the rules. The law is the law. If you pay for it, it is yours. Kelly got the ranch back. It's a $10 million ranch.
That's not a ranch. That's like an amusement park.
Yeah, that's a country. That's a small country. I mean, $10 million. In Montana, can you imagine what this place looks
She owns mountains.
I know. On Wednesday, if you're around, tune into Kelly Clarkson's show. My friend Barry Manilow is going to be on, and he's talking about the new musical he wrote for my husband, Bruce Sussman. It's called Harmony, and it opens next year downtown in New York.
I was ready for you to just say, Garrett, turn on Kelly Clarkson on Wednesday, which I normally do. You wouldn't have to tell me to turn on Kelly Clarkson and go, you would see one Rob Shooter. Okay, so you didn't say Rob Shooter, so I was like, okay. You said Barry Manilow, which I'm like, all right, great. And then I was like, all right, maybe Barry Manilow is going to say the four-word answer.
I haven't asked him. I should. I haven't asked him yet.
No, you can't use that. Let that be natural.
Yes, he's got to ask.
Friends, and that's a weird
ask. Well, he's really a friend of my husband. Let's be clear about this. I think he tolerates.
But you know what I mean? Like a family friend. Like. You wouldn't, who just happens to be very,
famous.
You know, well-known. But exactly,
yes.
But you couldn't ask him.
No,
that's just weird.
He has
to ask you.
I'm doing well. Today I'm on the Today Show. If you watch the Today Show at 10 o'clock, I'm on the Today Show plugging my book with Hoda and
Jenna. Hey, can you give us a wink?
Jenna, let's give you a wink, Garrett. And quickly before we get a break, camera shy, Prince William is channeling his grandfather in a TV hosting job. So Prince William is actually quite shy, but he has put together this four-part series. It gives out amazing prize to people who save the earth. It's really, really lovely. He's very, very much into the earth. We all should be saving it, climate control. And so during the pandemic, he's been taping this, and they say it's not a natural on camera like Meghan. You know, William's good on camera, but he's a bit stiff. But in the 60s, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, he also did a three-part special. William is following in his footsteps, and it airs in a couple of weeks. My sources tell me he does a really good job, so good for you, William. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Tom Shooter, with a dear, dear friend, Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett,
yes.
Let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Ooh, what is
Thank
it?
You very much. Katie Couric calls Matt Lauer a decent man in her book. Did she know what was going on? Let's have a look.
Oh, she did.
62% said yes. I thought it would be higher. I did think it would be higher. I'm with the majority here. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh. Yes. Oh, so mushy. Daniel Craig. So, as we know, his reign as 007 has almost come to an end officially. Now, the movie's out after almost like what it feels like 2 years from being delayed because of the pandemic. But finally, we learn what happened when Daniel Craig first learned he got the role of James Bond, right? So he did what you would almost like a stereotypical move of any James Bond once he found out. He had a martini, and it doesn't say if it was shaken or stirred, but he was actually shopping at Whole Foods. And here's the weird thing. So he's shopping at Whole Foods. He gets the message. He decides to buy some vodka and vermouth, and you know, he's going to make himself a martini. And then news like that, you can't tell anybody. It's a big secret. Like, I would be the worst at this in Hollywood. Like, I would want to just tell everyone, scream from the top of the mountains, I got the biggest role of my life. Exactly. Then he has more martinis, maybe a couple, maybe a couple dozen. Who knows? But then he goes to the bar, and the bartender, rightfully so, goes, "Why do you smile? You know, why do you got that look on your face?" He goes, "I got news I cannot tell you yet.
Cannot tell you."
But yet, if you looked into it, he's drinking a martini. So what's an actor drinking a martini?
It's still unbelievable, though, that you're serving the next James Bond.
Right, exactly. That is so cool. But you just get so it's weird because if you know such a big secret like that and you're drinking that heavily for you not to tell anyone.
Well, after a couple of drinks, you might get sloppy. He said the bartender was so happy for him and he didn't know the secret and he was like, "Hey, this one's on the house. Congratulations." And he still didn't know.
No, by the way, the bartender just wanted a big tip.
Yeah, like maybe.
You saw he was already enjoying a few cocktails, maybe. Becoming your friend. Like, I know how bartenders work. You play into your customer.
This was the very first Bond he ever got. So he wasn't a star. When Daniel Craig first started doing the Bond movies all those years ago, we sort of knew him. He was sort of a theater actor, a serious actor. So he
wasn't
more
unknown in the masses.
Yeah, so he could go to Whole Foods and nobody would know. I love that he said he just ditched his, quote, trolley. That's what we call the cart in Britain, those cars.
Oh, that's what I was. Yeah. So when I was reading the story, I was like,
trolley.
Was he on like a train?
No,
like, was he in San Francisco?
Trolley. So we go to the supermarket, your mum's like, "Get your trolley," and the trolley is the cart. So he just had his trolley, his cart, full of food, and he just left it in a corner, bought some vodka, some vermouth, a cocktail shaker.
And you know that person in the supermarket was like, "What a son
yeah,
of a gun.
Yeah, leaving it here.
This guy, who does he think
James
he is? Like,
Bond. James
and,
Bond.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Naughty is the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. So Dale Moss, who you know from The Bachelorette, he's the one that left the show early with Claire. Now it's been alleged that he hooked up with another contestant. Her name is Abigail.
Surprise, surprise.
And so apparently during a break they got together. I don't know. Claire and Dale have been on and off and on and off. Now it's been confirmed they are off for good. But Claire put up a cryptic post after it was revealed that they split, and she tagged Abigail in the post for no reason. Abigail quickly untagged herself from the post, but red flags were raised. Now Bachelor Nation is wondering if they got together. Us Weekly is confirming they did in fact hook up. I'm over Dale Moss. I still like Claire Crawley. I do.
But they both, I'm over both of them, Rob, because at the end of the day, they are that quintessential friends from high school that break up, get back together, and we're all supposed to, like, we're all supposed to just fall. Okay, they're back together.
I don't want to do this journey anymore, you two. You're on my last nerves. The naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment. Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Diddy said the following, and I think it's so inspirational. Quote, "I think you have to believe. That's one of my biggest mantras. Believe. I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe in myself." Start believing in yourself. You can do it. You really can do it. I nearly burst into tears this morning. I went to video the 10 o'clock hour of the Today Show so I could watch myself later in the day. I'm on in the 10 o'clock hour with Jerry Seinfeld and Maria Shriver. I mean, it's a good lineup. Oh. I know. Spot the Odd One Out and Rob Shooter. And before my name, it says author. I did it because I believe in myself. Believe in yourself. A quote from Diddy. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty Man Eyes with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty...
Going to be naughty.
You've got to be.
You've got to be
nice.
Naughty.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.